Blog Talk Radio.
Up, witches. This is Dorian Wallace.
This is Raina Starr. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I'm laughing because this has been one of the most ridiculous days ever. All right, let me do my thing. All right. If you are new to the show, welcome. But I have to warn you, Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So, if bad language, dirty talk, bodily functions, or just a nasty woman is not something you're into, you probably don't want to stay. But if you do want to stay, we're happy to have you. Desperate Witches is brought to you by The Angry Cauldron at www.theangrycauldron.com, purveyors of fine pagan goods, international shipping, and products by our other sponsor, the one, the only, the amazing Wicked Witch herself, Dorothy Morrison.
Yay!
So, and Wicked Witch Studios, just by the way, is back open for business. Get there, get some stuff. It's been a long haul. And Dorothy has a mortgage. I'm kidding. Anyway.
Yeah.
joke. We love our Dorothy. She is wonderful. We just talked to her. And she is amazing. Okay. So I am like beside myself excited over tonight's guest. The incomparable.
Yeah.
The amazing. The I can't. I'm losing words. She's just too
Kylie
much.
Callister.
I can't take it. She's fabulous. Wendy Rule. It has been Wendy Rule Day at my house. I'm just saying. I'm so excited. This is such a get. I know how lucky I am. Oh, my gosh. My sister pulled this off. You're too much. I'm like, wow. Yes, this is uber cool. I'm super happy. So this is going to be amazing. We don't have her for a whole long show because she's got commitments, but anytime she gives us, I will be eternally grateful for her because I just think she's amazing. Anyway, and I'm a new fan. I mean, I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Wendy Rule. Let me listen to some music. Wow, she blew my doors off. I'm like, oh, this woman's incredible. I am late to the party,
right?
admittedly so.
Oh,
but yeah, I had to work today, and I played her music all morning, and it was just like, oh, I love this woman. She's amazing.
Yeah, and she's even nicer in person. We had, and I'll probably bring this up on the show too. She had come to a Pagan Pride Day here in North Carolina, and
yes,
can I just say, it was like sweltering. I mean, literally. I'm a wuss when it comes to hot weather, especially if I can't breathe if it's humid. I'm a hot mess. Literally and figuratively.
Hello.
And this elegant woman put on a show for all of us. And when I say her voice sounds just like her recordings, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not. And she is just the kindest person, you know, in person. You know, if you ever get the chance to meet her, you've got to. But I do have a quick rant, and I usually don't. But
do
this
it.
One. So I come up here to my office. Well, it's not mine. I've claimed it, so it's mine. But regardless, technically, it belongs to all of us. But it's mine. Anyway, so I come up here to set up the computer, get all my stuff set up. So, you know, before the show, I try to, like, you know, prep about an hour or half an hour to 45 minutes beforehand, you know, get my drinks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit down at the computer. I open it. I open the laptop. And I heard some buzzing. And I feel something fly into my lips. I mean,
uh-oh,
just bump me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell was that? We've had, like, an infestation of shield bugs, which, if anybody doesn't know, not in the South, those are stink bugs. And they do stink when you fucking squish them. They're god-awful. They're fucking awful. So I figured it was one of those. No, I look up at the ceiling. A fucking wasp flew into my goddamn face. A wasp.
Oh, honey. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It didn't sting me. It just bumped me. I just felt the wings, and it bumped off my face. And I'm like, what the hell was that? And I look, and I'm like, you motherfucker, you. You're dead. So, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You know, I come back up here because I had bumped him, you know, whatever it was, I bumped it, and it flew against the blinds and then into and underneath them. So I'm like, all right, he's going to stay there for as long as it takes me to get downstairs, get the hairspray, and a couple of paper towels. You know, got my slippers on just in case I needed to smack his ass. And, yeah, I sprayed him with hairspray until I could squish him. Still wasn't dead, and I flushed him. So he swims with the fishes now.
Great. It belongs outside.
Exactly. Don't you come in my fucking house, motherfucker. You dead if you come in my house. You know, and don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
Yes, because there was, like, I think 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago, I got my second wasp sting. Thank the gods that I am not allergic. You know, because I'm, knock on wood, not really allergic to much, except for scallops for some reason, which are delicious and it pisses me off.
Right.
But if that's what I got to sacrifice, that's what I got to sacrifice.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, no, he did not sting me, but he got the full brunt.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm off my soapbox, but, oh, my God. I was like, seriously? What the hell do you think you're doing in my house? In my house, you're going to do this to me in my house? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Sorry about
asshole
that.
With wings and a stabby butt.
Stabby butt.
Stabby butt.
So
yes,
it's been an interesting. It's been an interesting week for me. I've had a lot of.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I've had three people come to me for magic work for children. So I don't know what's going on in the universe, but I've had people come to me and say, can you please help with this illness for my kid? So I've had three instances of that. As a matter of fact, all three instances came in one day, within 4 hours of each other. So that was interesting.
Oh, my God.
So I'm putting out... You know how I do a spell and tell folks, if you want me to include you, let me know. So child protection is what I'm working on right now. So if you need to, if you need me to add your kid or your friend's kid or somebody's kid, let me know. Let us know on the Facebook page, because I'm working on child magic right now. That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. Which is something
cool.
I've never actually done before. No, this is a first. This is a first for me. Most folks do not come to me about their kids, but yeah, I've had three come in one day in a really short amount of time. So that's kind of my signal that, maybe something's going on in the universe that I need to be aware of. So,
I always take those as signs of a synchronicity. And usually when synchronicity happens, it's a good time to do protective healing and, I don't want to say monetary, but, progressive magic. If you want to progress something, now is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
what I'm working
awesome,
on.
Though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's they come in groups like that, and it's been more frequent lately where I'll have, four or five people. Normally people come to me for job magic. Can you do a little walk-a-doo? And I'm like, yeah, sure, happy to help. I mean, that's kind of like my job, It's like, I'm here to serve. That's what I do, That's where we're going. But unfortunately, it has to be when it's in alignment with the messages I'm getting, so to speak.
Yeah.
So now is the time for kid magic, working on that. Seems to be going okay. I've had some favorable, positive feedback on what's going on. And mind you, I don't take credit for any of this shit. I petition the gods for things, and they say yes or no. I'm just the instrument that fucking asks. That's it. So please don't think that I actually think I'm doing anything. I'm just acting as the intercessory, if that's the correct term. I think it is. I'm sorry, my brain is a little fuzzy. I am still on major amounts of medication from my hospital stay. That was fun. So I'm just working through that. Let me tell you what, when you wake up in the morning and you have ankles the size of your neck, that's a bit of a cause for concern.
That's edema, baby.
No, I know what it is. Trust me. I also know what it's from. But it is not cute. It is not fun. I stepped down and my foot went swish, literally. Like the top of the foot. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'm retaining Lake Erie. It's not good. And my appetite has increased. I'm eating things that are anything that's not nailed down and a couple of things that are. Yeah. I currently am on a gelato fixation. Because when ice cream is just not fattening enough, there must be gelato. Yeah. So.
Well, that's supposed to be less fattening, right? I thought, at least that's the way they market it.
What do you mean?
Gelato. It's like, supposed to be like ice cream light or like frozen yogurt.
No, it's not.
I thought.
It's a complete wrong. Complete opposite. Gelato is like heavier, creamier, denser.
You can't trust us Italians. I'm telling you. It's better for you. Go ahead, you manja.
Now the whole thing about gelato is that there's less air whipped into it. It's the richest thing humanly possible in ice cream form, and it is so decadent and so delicious. And my current flavor is salted caramel. Holy shit.
Oh,
this stuff is
God,
the
that's
deal.
The best.
Telling you. You got to get some. It's too good.
I'm going to get. See, now, this is the problem because my boss, who I love, because my workplace is awesome, he brings us breakfast every morning. And it's like, You know, how am I supposed to say no to a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, which are my favorite?
You know? Oh, wow.
I mean, I could maybe turn down the McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Do you think I do? No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Come on, we eat.
I know. I've gained like 5 pounds since I've been working there. It's ridiculous, but I love it. It's like, because by the time he comes in,
that's wonderful.
Exactly. I've been there like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is so sweet. I love it. Because according to a coworker, I thought it was just every Monday he brought in breakfast, which I thought was cool enough in its own.
Right.
You know, and then it's like every single day. And then Fridays, if y'all ain't from the South and you get a chance to come down here, you got to go to Bojangles. Because every Friday is Bojangles Day.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had me some Bojangles. I got a kid's meal today. It was good.
What'd you eat?
I had, what was it? It was not the Supremes, but I had the regular, the homemade chicken strips. With like fries, and it comes with a biscuit, which I never wound up getting around to, and my fries were cold by the time I started eating them.
Aww.
We were busy. Well, you know, it's Easter Sunday this weekend, and, you know, by the way, anybody who celebrates Easter or is putting up with family this Easter or is, you know, enjoying family this Easter, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yes.
Yes. But... yeah, it's God. Yeah, I'm getting fat, sis. I'm getting chunky.
No, you're not.
I need to stop.
Nah, you're good. You're good.
I need to do more crunches. You would think
I'm
as
not
much
crunching.
As I move around, I would lose weight. I don't. I just gain it. You know, that's what happens after you're 40.
Sure. Who are you telling? After 50, you can exercise all day long and still gain weight. It's hilarious. So I don't.
No.
I find
no humor in this bullshit. I find zero humor in this bullshit.
But you better find some, babe, because that's the way it is. That's how we're built. Deal with it.
I know. And I like food. I can't help it. I like food. Food is good.
I like food too. Well, you know, I went for 5 days without any food at all because I was in the hospital on a tube and all that. And I was like, oh, and when I came out, I couldn't eat anything. And I'm like, the gods have answered my prayers as far as wanting to lose weight. And, you know, it's interesting. The gods have a sense of humor. Because they suddenly decided we will kick that bullshit into reverse and make this bitch eat again. I went, oh, no, slow down. And they said, nope, you're going to eat now because your body was starving for 5 days. We have to make up for lost time, so now you're going to eat. So I'm like, okay, if this is what we're doing, I'm along for the ride. But my understanding is that once I'm off this medication, I should go back to normal, which is a good thing. But the problem with that is I'm going to be on this medication for another month. So my chipmunk cheeks are coming back. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, honey.
It's going to be another month. Yeah. Well, you know what? This or the alternative. The alternative was death. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's not go there. I'll lose the weight. It'll be okay.
I agree. I'm 100% with you.
Oh, yeah. So we were closed for Good Friday today, and I wasn't supposed to have to work, except for the fact that I had to work. Wasn't supposed to, wound up working anyway. Yeah, so I was like, you know, I don't really need to answer my phone. I had this great plan. I was just going to do the work that I wanted to do because I had some things I wanted to do. Wasn't going to answer my phone. And, of course, the minute I say, okay, I'm not going to answer my phone today, my phone rings. Wasn't even for me. It was for a guy. What?
No, I was going to say, and who answered it? You did.
I answered it. Of course I did.
Because I know my sister.
So, yeah, of course, because I'm an idiot. Anyway, we knew
that.
So it's a guy looking. It's a guy looking for another guy that I work with. I'm like, really? So I try to get a hold of the guy that he's trying to get a hold of, and the guy won't answer me. P.S. an hour later, the guy's emailing me. He's like, do you ever hear from him? I'm like, no, go away. I'm not working.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Piss off. But, so that was fun, whoopee-doo, you know.
I'm sorry.
So, that's fine. I'm just, you know, I'm lucky that I got to turn off early in the day. You know, it was lunchtime.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'm done. Through with this bullshit. And then I tried to be productive doing other things. I want to redesign my altar. I need some creative input.
Cool.
I'm kind of bored. Yeah, you know, once in a while, my altar goes, we need a change. Change it around. It's boring. Make it lively.
I need to draw you a picture.
Of what?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I mean, A, I still need to do you the Nagel that I've been working on that has changed. But no, I need to draw you something for your altar. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I've been being pulled to draw something lately, and it's like I can't figure out what I want to draw.
Okay.
So you just gave me a direction. I'm just waiting.
Here's a direction. Finish the fucking Nagel you promised me 12 years ago.
Yes, I am working on that. I'm working on that because I had a design. I need to change it. So I'm working on it, I promise.
Sorry. I love you. It's been over a fucking decade, but okay.
I know. And I've had blockage like you would not believe for almost that long.
I'm just fucking with you. I know. I'm just fucking with you. Because I can.
I know.
You know that.
I know you love me. And I love you.
I do. I love you too. Of course. Of course. I'm just excited about our guest tonight. I hope she shows up in the queue soon.
Yeah, actually, let me look real quick. No, she's not in there yet. She is from Australia, if anybody knows of Wendy Rule, which I'm sure a good portion of you do. but yeah, she hails from Australia. I believe she's living in New Mexico right now. Her son, and I don't want to give too much away, because I want her to be able to talk about it when she comes on, but her son is in a band, a musical band, and he's playing in California right now, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that, because, you know, we have boys of our own. We're proud moms of everybody's kids.
Yes.
Well, maybe not everybody's, but our own.
Well,
you know,
a goodly portion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to hear about that. And she's doing a concert, and I think this is her second one this month, because this is going to be our second full moon this month, which is tomorrow night. So
that's
if
right.
you go in
and on her website. Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell.
We actually have links. In the show page, you know, in the description, all, you know, the blue highlighted ones, obviously hyperlinks. So Yeah, absolutely. It's free, but if you would like to donate, there are certain buttons there that you can donate what you want, which is, I'm sure, much appreciated. And I plan on doing that tomorrow, or actually maybe even later on tonight. We'll see if I'm awake, because I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm not upset about this. I'm excited because I have been entrusted with a key to the store, and I'm going to be working by myself. And this is, I didn't start this job too long ago. So I'm like, okay,
no,
I take that as a sign. Huh?
No, you didn't start it too long ago. It's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I'm taking that as a good sign as they trust me, and, you know, which I'm not untrustworthy. I know I say a lot of weird shit, but I'm trustworthy.
You
know,
you are.
But, yeah,
you are.
And I'm like, you know, that's exciting. It's kind of exciting. I'm nervous and excited. And, you know, I hope I don't screw too much up.
Just don't burn the place down. You'll be fine.
Exactly. You know what? And I told my boss that, too, before I left. I said, I promise the place will be standing by the time you get back.
You're funny. That's hilarious.
Well, yeah, no, I'm grateful. I am so grateful that I have coworkers and bosses, a boss that understands my sarcastic sense of humor. It's wonderful. Because, yeah, I like to joke around.
Who, you? Nah.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't guess it, right? I'm such a petite wallflower.
It's like the rest of our family. Not a wallflower in the fucking bunch.
I know, right? We all got thorns.
Oh, don't say we're prickly.
Us never.
Holy crap.
I did this.
You ever see the Aztec clay? They carry it in Whole Foods. It's supposed to be like this great skin cleanser. It's a mask. You mix the clay with water and you slap it on your face and you let it sit and dry until it hardens.
And no.
Okay. Well,
I can't afford to shop at Whole Foods.
That's why we call it Whole Paycheck. Well, I have this.
Yeah,
okay, so listen, if you need some. If you actually need some of this clay, it's amazing, and I'll give you some because I got some. Anyway, you mix it up in a pan. Yeah, it's really good. It's very good for, like, sucking toxins out of the skin. And I mixed up a batch of this stuff tonight. Well, not tonight. I did it earlier today because I was off the afternoon. And I hate this. Like, when you put a mask on of any kind and you think you've gotten it all off your face, and then you somehow later on discover that there's still some, like, in your hairline or, you know, behind your ear. So, dealing with that shit right now. But, the Aztec mask is really good. It actually does suck stuff out of your pores, which is nice. The other problem is, once, you know, you have to let it dry. And masks already constrict your face whenever you put them on. But, man,
stuff.
Dude, I thought I was going to have to go after my face with a chisel. I had caked this on so high and so tight that it formed a crust across my entire face.
No.
It was amazing. And when I went to the mirror, I said, oh, shit, how am I going to get all of this off my face? Because normally they tell you to take a wet washcloth and just wipe it off. Well, apparently I had put on like eight times as much as I was supposed to because, you know, I thought more was better. I was shellacking this stuff on. Actually, I was spackling it on my face. And
I was worried about it because the whole thing is it has to dry to get these toxins out of the skin. So I'm sitting there, and of course, because I had put so much on, it was going to take extra time to dry. Well, while I was waiting for the bottom to dry, the top was becoming like the surface of the moon. It was pretty interesting. I actually had to start chipping away at it. So I finally got the good a good portion of it off. But now I'm like discovering that some is in my hairline. Had to pick some out of my eyebrows. Just whenever do these masks and things, make sure you get it all, because otherwise it can irritate the skin. And then I'm fairly irritated right about now.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just,
you do.
Yeah, no, I gave up like mud masks. I do like the clear that you peel off, but I've got to switch up my regimen. So I don't know. Maybe I should try mud. I've got one.
Well, come on, I'll come over and I'll shellac you. I'll
okay.
Throw some on your face. It'll suck all your pores dry.
That would be awesome because, being half Italian, I take my body and my skin and all that good stuff, thankfully, takes after the Italian side of me. So it's wonderful because my skin is so oily. I still have breakouts, but it keeps the wrinkles away.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because people are like, no, you're not, no. And I'm like, oh, I love you. And it's like, no, you have no idea. I'm like in my mid 40s.
Which reminds me of something that happened to me yesterday. This is not cute. I go into a store to buy some stuff. I had never been in. I never shop at this store ever. I get all my stuff. It's a grocery store. I get to the counter. The kid starts checking me out. The kid tells me my total and then tells me what my senior discount is. I'm like,
Yeah, and I looked at the kid and I went, really? And he's like, yeah. I was like, wow. So when are you eligible for the senior discount? And he looks at me and he says, when you're 60. Uh-oh.
No.
That was hilarious. No, it was great. It was great. Let me tell you why this was great. First of all, I'm not 60 yet. But, okay, first of all, he was a kid. To a kid, anybody over 30 is old. I get that. But number two, the thing that I liked about it was the fact that I got a fucking discount.
There you go. There you go. Who's your kid thinks?
Now, here you go. Because this is a chain, and I shop at this chain, just not normally that store. I'm going tomorrow to the one I normally go to, and I'm going to ask for the senior fucking discount and see if I get it. I know. Shit, call my ass old and give me money back. Thank you. Okay. No, I don't give a shit.
No, this is a win-win situation because, you either get somebody who absolutely doesn't believe you and has to see your ID, or you get the fucking discount. It's a win-win.
Oh,
I love it.
I want the discount. Fuck that. I want the discount. This is the first time, and this was a first because no one has ever guessed older than I actually am.
Yeah.
So I was, you know what? It came with a perk, so I'm taking it.
There you go. Always look on the bright side.
Look, I'll hunch over for you if it means you're giving me money off. Hello. I'll play that shit up all day if I have to. Give me a break on my groceries. Hell yeah. I almost pissed myself when he said 60, though. Because, you know, AARP start talking to you at fucking 40 now. It's like, you bastards.
I used to get them at, like, in my early 30s. I was like, you assholes. What?
They're prepping.
Regardless, before we go into that, our guest is in the queue, so we need to bring her on.
Yes, please.
I will go on another rant.
Yes.
All right. Hello.
Oh, hey, it's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How are you? I've just been listening in to your crazy conversation. It was hilarious. Yeah, I'll take the discount.
So before we start, I've got to go into my fangirl moment. So I apologize in advance, but you're beautiful and amazing. And I just, on behalf of all of my friends who are like, oh my God, Wendy Rule, I have to say, oh my God, Wendy Rule, I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's very sweet of you.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us everything that's going on with you. Promote anything you want to promote. I am here just to listen to the sound of your voice because you're amazing.
Well, I'll tell you where I am right now. I'm sitting on the back porch overlooking these amazing – not my back porch, someone else's – overlooking these amazing trees. There's a squirrel on the ground I can see right there. I'm in the town of Idlewild, California. And, it's awesome. It's up the top of a mountain. Tim and I just went for a great hike with our friend. And it's awesome. We did a gig up here last night. So it's great. Then – after this interview, we're driving back down the mountain to catch an Amtrak train back home to New Mexico in time for the Full Moon Magic concert, which is what I wanted to let everybody know about. So essentially, at the beginning of this year, I've been teaching magic and witchcraft and my version of that for the last 7 years online and before that in, you know, circles of people at my house in Australia. But so I've been doing this online thing, and I felt like I needed a change and wanted to shake it up and also wanted to make what I was teaching much more widely available to anyone. So Tim, that's my husband, Tim and I decided that we would present these concerts every full moon, and he's a good tech guy, so that's a good ally to have on board and a great musician.
Sure.
And an awesome person in general. Oh, look, the squirrel's coming to – I know that's a – people always go, hey, look, a squirrel to kind of – but there is a squirrel right near me drinking out of a little pot of water. I can see its whiskers. It's that close. It's so cute.
You're my Patronus because you can ask this. This is Dorian, by the way. You can ask this. Mm-hmm. I name my squirrels. They don't come near me. They'll come and they'll take peanuts, but I name them, so I digress. But yes, yay squirrels.
I love it. I think squirrel is a perfect digression. So we began on the full moon. Every full moon this year, we've been doing these live stream concerts. So far, they've all been out of our living room in Santa Fe, and we live in this tiny, sweet little 1930s adobe house. It's really cute. So we're catching the train back in time to get home in time to screen the full moon. They're live they're free to view. I have a little donation button for those who are feeling prosperous and generous, which is should be all of us. And but they're live to view. And what I do is I theme the concert, and all of my concerts are rituals, so they have lots of that. Meditation and grounding and stuff to begin with, and casting circle and whatnot, that witchy stuff, and which I love. And then every concert, I choose songs that are specifically relevant to the sign, the astrological sign that the full moon is in. So tomorrow night's full moon will be in the sign of Libra, and So I'm sharing. Yeah, so I'm excited. It's such a beautiful sign and ruled by the planet Venus. So I'm singing lots of songs from my Guided by Venus album. And yeah, and it's going really well. It feels like a whole fresh start for me, like a really new way of, like, this live stream thing is entirely new to me. And the first one I was really nervous, you know, and then since then I've just settled in. It feels so much fun, and I feel like I'm getting to share a lot of aspects, like a lot of songs that I haven't sung in ages that I'm pulling from old past albums because they're particularly relevant to, you know, to the sign. Like, say for tomorrow's concert, I'm going to sing Sirens from my very first album. I haven't done that live at a gig for at least 10 years, you know.
Wow.
And I was just practicing it up and trying to remember it, you know.
But, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it's a heap of fun, and every concert's like an hour long. And so all that info, it's really easy to find. If you just go to my website, wendyrule.com, there's a tab up the top that says Full Moon Magic, and that if you click on that, it'll take you to the place where you just view the concert. It's actually through YouTube, but you link to it via my website. And if you can't log in live, you can watch it afterwards. So, we were really shocked. The very first concert, which was on January 1st, that incredible full moon we had January 1st, the supermoon.
Oh, yeah.
And, the moon situation is just crazy this year. This is our second blue moon, you know, and it's wild.
Right.
And, we had like over 1,000 people log in, which was, a real shock to us from all over the world. And that's my kind of idea, is I want to, in this age of, you know, actually use that crazy internet thing for something really positive, to draw people together. And the moon is very good to, you know, for doing that. It's the same moon that we're all gazing up at, no matter where we are in the world. So that's my intention.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You know,
I'm so excited about the concert.
Thank you. You go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say, and we do, like, right around this time, you know, the past couple of years, we really need tribes to come together. You know, so I think that's an awesome thing that you're doing, bringing people together. Because we're spread out over the world, and
yep.
You know, some of us in the south of the United States, you know, it's kind of a precarious, you know, situation to reveal our identities, you know, coming out of the broom closet. I'm fairly out of the broom closet, but there are still people I don't tell, and, you know, it's nice to have a public ritual. I think that's awesome.
Exactly. And that's really what I'm doing. And to, in a way, like, to demystify all that stuff about, ooh, witchcraft, you know, which people, it amazes me that people still get freaked out by that. But, and I think what I'm really actually wanting to do with these concerts is broaden the approach. Like, I want them relevant to everyone, whether you're pagan or not. It's really, we're earthlings, and we've got this one incredible satellite that creates such amazing change across our planet and pulls the tides, and it's amazing. Regardless of what our spiritual path is, it's a good thing to honor the full moon, you know. It's and I want to be inclusive. I don't want to be divisive, like I'm a this and you're a that. I think we can all just, that's a great unifying thing about the moon. We can share her energy, and so I'm loving that. And this particular full moon, I've been making a really conscious effort to screen the concerts at the exact time of the full moon. So the last three times I've done that, and like the previous full moon, you know, I was up at, oh no, that was the last one. But anyway, yeah, it was one that I was up at like 5 a.m. or something and doing a concert then.
Oh my goodness.
To be at the exact time. And so this full moon, I thought when I scheduled it and worked everything out, I misread. I think I didn't have my little new crappy reading glasses on and got my AMs and PMs mixed up. And so I went to all this trouble, like, okay, so we're going to be in California, and then, oh, do we do it in California or come home? All right. And I thought, oh, no, let's go home because there's an Amtrak train we can catch. It's really convenient. It's overnight. We'll get a sleeper thing, and it arrives in Albuquerque at 11:30 a.m. on, you know, Saturday morning. We can drive back home in an hour and be ready for the concert at the time of the full moon. And I even made my altar and everything before we left for this tour. And so I'm just all geared up. And then I went to, I went to begin promoting the fact that it happened. And I looked and went, oh, fuck, it's 6:30 a.m.
Oh, no.
That wouldn't have mattered. That wouldn't have mattered at all. I would have just gone, oh, I got the time wrong. Oh, okay, I'll change the info on my website or whatever. Except that we will be on that Amtrak train.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so that's why this time the full moon, the concert happens 12 hours after the full moon. I thought, what am I going to do? I thought, well, the best solution is just to pretend that I was right the first time, and it's the full moon happens at 6:30 p.m. in Santa Fe, which is 8:30 East Coast time. Yeah, so I just am pretending, and it's 12 hours later. And, it's... I think the only people who would be particularly annoyed at that would be the folks in Europe, because for once, the last three concerts have been really inconvenient times for them, and people have been staying up, you know, or getting up at 3 a.m. to listen in live. And this time it would have been a really nice middle of the day time, and now I've changed it so it's early hours of the morning again for them.
So, mean about that.
I know. So sorry, European folks. I know. But anyway, so that's one of the big things that's happening this year. And the other thing that I'm totally obsessed with, my big thing that's happening this year is releasing a new album. And that album is called Persephone. And it's entirely, it's like an opera, and it's a double album based entirely on the myth of Persephone and her descent into the underworld and the subsequent grief of her mother, the goddess Demeter. And so I began working on this project over 10 years ago, and then for various reasons, like it kept getting edited and refined, and then it would kind of lay dormant for a year and come back up, and I knew the timing would be right when the timing's right. And I'm really glad I waited. Yeah, because in that meantime, for the last 5 years, I've been going to Greece every year and going to the sacred sites associated with the myth. Yeah. So I'm really super excited about that. And so I've been really embedding myself in the myth and learning to speak a bit of Greek so I can sing it on the album. And it's a massive project, yeah, and it involves a lot of people from different places around the world, because I have a Greek chorus in it, and one woman's in Athens, another is in Portugal, a few singers from Australia, and so lots of different studios and sending tracks back and forth, and it's huge. And the bulk of it is being recorded appropriately in our little basement studio in Santa Fe. Tim's engineering and co-producing it, and it's a massive job, but it's exciting and worth it, you know. And so I go back to Australia in 2 weeks' time to do another round of recording there and record my friend Rachel on cello. And the aim is that it will be released at Samhain.
Wow.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of work, Wendy.
It's a heap of
work to get in before Samhain. You're brave.
I know. It is. Yeah. I mean, that's my intention. But it's well underway. Like the bulk of it's already recorded. It's the It's 24 tracks long, and the bulk of that is already recorded. I know it's huge. And so now we're kind of at the final bits of recording and then mixing and artwork and all that kind of stuff. But I'm hoping it's on track. All I can do is my best. And I'm a lot of touring coming up, so you know, I'll be working hard in the little bits of time I get between tours. Yeah, so I'm basically on tour for the rest of the year, except for a week here or there, or maybe a month at the most at home. But which is exciting. I love that. I love the life on the road. I get to sit on someone's back porch in Idlewild and watch squirrels play.
And Idlewild, I grew up in California, in Southern California, and Idlewild is probably one of the prettiest places aside from Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's adorable. It really is.
It's
so
absolutely
pretty.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of envious of you right now.
Thank you.
But I just want to say, too, first of all, congratulations to your son.
That's exciting. Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited for him. Yeah, we both have two boys ourselves. So it's like, you know, and her oldest son, Raina's oldest son, was in a band. I don't know. Is he still in a band?
Not right now. He's writing. He's constantly writing music. He's amazing. I'm very proud.
Cool.
Yeah. We have a long line of musicians in our family. My husband's a drummer. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yep. So when you talk about the studio and all that, I'm like, yep, I know what you're talking about.
You know it. Yeah. Yeah. I love recording, though. To me, it's two different art forms, my live performances and my recording. And, you know, there's stuff that, as you'd know, you know, that can happen in a studio that just can't happen live. And it's just a very different creative approach. And I love both, you know. It's this album will be very difficult to recreate live because of the nature of it, you know, singers from all over the world involved and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? We might be able to at least occasionally get everybody together and do it live, but mainly it's a studio album, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, we're so excited for you.
Mm.
And can I just say,
I'm excited for me because I'm going to get to listen to it. So I'm pretty excited about that, actually. As a fan, admittedly new fan, I have to say I'm kind of in love with you. So just saying.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really lovely.
I got to listen to your lovely voice all morning while I was working. It was very soothing and making me very happy. But it's very, I mean, I love the span of where you go musically because you're very empowering, and then there's the gentle side, and it's just a great mix of feels in your music. I just love it.
Thank you. I guess that's probably because that's my moodiness, maybe. my Scorpio coming through, but I like to explore like a really full gamut of emotions in my music and just try to be totally honest with the you know, whatever it is that I'm trying to convey.
I think you're amazing. That's just me. What can I say?
That's really sweet. So where are you guys based? Where are you right now?
We're in Charlotte,
North
Carolina.
We are both in North Carolina. Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I had met you in person. it was September a couple of years ago at the Pagan Pride.
Terrific Pagan Pride. That was really fun. That's when Willow and crew brought me in.
Yes.
That's right.
Go ahead.
I loved that event. That was terrific. And I definitely recommended it to some of my other pagan musical friends. I think even someone did it the year after me, one of my friends. Maybe it was S.J. Tucker or Sharon Nyesh or someone like that.
Oh, cool.
Also, that's nice. Yeah, North Carolina. I'll try to make it. I won't be able to make it back to North Carolina this year, but I definitely will come back next year.
We look forward to it. We really do.
Good.
Oh my God, I would love to see you in person. I would be
ecstatic. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't feeling too good the last time she came around. You know, and I went solo for a little while. And can I just say, you know, as sweltering as that day was, because
yes.
I was about to die, and you were in a full regal gown that I believe was made of velvet. I mean, absolutely gorgeous and just sang flawlessly. I was like just sitting in awe of your voice and the fact that you could do that in that weather. It's just amazing to me. Just spoke to your strength.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, remember, I'm Australian. Melbourne gets really hot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to the heat. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting heading back to Australia. You know, I'll be there in about 3 weeks. And, and it will all be autumn there. So that will be nice. I'll get a little hit of autumn. And that will be good. It's a busy tour. Basically, every single day is allocated with either recording or gigs or that kind of thing. And, and my son's band, RVG, they're also recording. He flew back from LA yesterday, and they're also recording at the same time. So the little bit of time that we're both in the same country together, we're both going to be flat out recording our new albums, which is the way of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's like mother-son bonding. I love it.
I know. It's really cool.
It's really interesting you say that, because I keep having this dream about doing a song with my son, because I was a singer for many years. Have you ever thought about maybe doing a recording with your son?
Well, he's recorded on lots of my albums. He's really kind of helped me out. He's a very, very talented musician, and so he played. He played the bass guitar on my last album, Black Snake, and he also did a lot of the kind of textured, ambient, sort of Radiohead-ish style guitar on Black Snake as well. And then he's done guitar on the previous couple of albums. Yeah. So he definitely does help me out. And I think maybe I'll check back with him in 10 years' time or something, and he'll think, you know, it might be cool to record something with my mum. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think for now he's really, just really focused with this band that he's part of and doing his thing. And I didn't even ask him to record on this current album because I just know how flat out and busy he is. If he happens to drop by the studio and there happens to be a bass guitar and that happens to fall into his hand and he happens to record on my album, that would be nice, but I'm not going to pressure because I know he's really busy. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
one day,
so
though.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We're all just moms when you get down to it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm such a, it's been a big, well, obviously, it's a, you know, a huge part of your life raising a kid. And Reuben and I, we used to travel together from when he was eight years old. I used to take him out of school for 3 months every year, and we'd go traveling the world together, and he'd come on tour with me. And so we actually, and it was, you know, because, you know, I was a not super young mum, but relatively young by today's standards. I think I was, you know, like 25 when I had him. And so all of my early music kind of career was done with Reuben there as a baby, you know, and and so he was like totally part of that of my growth as a musician. And so from 8 years old he'd come on the road with me, and he'd often bring an instrument, or if there was an instrument at a gig he'd play that. And you know, sometimes it would be a djembe, sometimes piano. He came on tour with a piano accordion once, and he's very versatile. And so, there's a lovely kind of shared collection of memories of touring. So it was very, very exciting for Tim and I to go and see him, you know, at a really cool venue in LA, and a big crowd, lots of Aussies actually, because there were three Melbourne bands playing. And yeah, and just to think, wow, all those stories and traveling together and all that journeying we did, and now he's doing it in his own right. It's such a huge thing. I mean, all we really want, you know, as parents, is to see our kids happy and healthy and doing what they love. And
absolutely.
And you know, to me, like, I'm super proud and super excited, but mainly I'm proud because he's just a really nice person, you know.
Yeah.
You don't
look old enough to have an adult child.
Oh, really? Do you not
yeah,
think that
no,
I'd get my senior discount?
No, no senior discount for you.
Well, I'm going to be 52 this year, 52 on Samhain. My birthday is Samhain, October 31st, which is nice.
All right.
Yeah. So,
happy early birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Still a while yet, but I think if I kind of begin celebrating 6 months before and then end celebrating 6 months later, and by that way, I'm constantly celebrating. Yeah,
that's a plan. I like it.
Exactly, and I'm not at all ageist. I'm totally proud of every year that I've lived, and you know, relieved that I'm alive and healthy, and so I don't have any. I think that it's, you know, that in a. Those days are gone when we should be somehow ashamed of the year that we happened to be born. It's like, that's mental.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so mental.
Weird.
So, yeah, it's a really weird thing. I think it is changing. I mean, especially women in popular culture, you see a lot of women, you know, in their 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond now, where you didn't in movies and television and stuff like that. You just didn't.
Yeah.
It was just this kind of thing. Yeah, it's so I'm totally cool with that. You know, my aim is just to stay vibrant. You know, that's whatever age, just to be vibrant and engaged with life, and you know, and just keep living. Do whatever we're meant to do, and enjoy it to the best of our abilities. Yeah.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think the older I get, the more I want to tell people how old I am. Because I have no problem with
that too.
Every gray hair that is covered by dye, every wrinkle that I have shellacked makeup, let me tell you a story about all of it. I have no problem with my age. And it's really weird in our culture that we, you know, so disavow and put aside people because they've become a certain age. You know, those are the people that have the experience to tell you how to make it to that age. Y'all may want to listen. We have actually some ideas on how to survive some of this shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
It's, I also think the pagan philosophy holds a lot of space for the wisdom of the elders. I don't consider myself an elder by any means, but, you know, not quite ready there yet. But you can kind of see where that's heading, and there's space held for that and respect held for that, and that's so important.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a conversation with a 22-year-old girl yesterday. Excuse me, I shouldn't call her a girl. She was a 22-year-old woman who owns her own stuff, has her own job, makes her own money, has a kid, and is making a successful life for herself. And she said, okay, you're this age, I'm this age. Tell me something I don't know. And I said, okay, nothing that you are worried about right now matters.
Yeah.
So stop being an enemy to other women. Stop worrying so much about men. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of your child. And carry on. Because the girls that you are dealing with now will not mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
They will not even be in your life. The one girlfriend you have that tells you the truth about everything, you keep that girlfriend with you. Because that is
going to
be the person who nurtures you later in life. Our relationships with other women are so important as we get older, and I just wish I could make people understand that now, before they get older.
I have an incredible friendship with my friend Rachel Samuel, who I met her. She came out from England when Reuben was 5 months old, and so we're both about the same age. And so, you know, we met when we were both mid-20s, and she was out. She'd come out to hang out with a guy or whatever. Anyway, we met each other and became friends instantly. And she was playing cello then, but she'd only ever played classical cello. And I was just beginning to write songs that then became my first album. So she and I started jamming together. And so that was nearly 26 years ago. And we are still firm friends, like closest friends. And she's played on every one of my, like she's been my musical partner since all that time. She's incredible. And
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's like that ally, you know, that strong ally. We've been through thick and thin together and, you know, very much a sister. And, I'm excited because we've actually, now is the longest break in all that time that we haven't seen each other. We talk on Skype and do all that. But she, since I moved to America, I've been going back to Australia twice a year and usually catching up with her then, but she went and has spent the last 6 or 8 months or something staying in England looking after her mum. So the last two tours I went on, she wasn't in Australia, which was just so weird. And so she's coming back specially, coinciding. We fly in on the same day so that she can be there and we can tour together. So it's been like...
Oh, that's great.
It's been like over a year since we've seen each other in person, which is... really feels really weird, and I'm super, super excited to be performing with her. So that's going to be, and just hanging out with her, you know. I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I also have three sisters, like blood sisters, and they're awesome. And so, you know, I'm from a family of four girls, and I'm the third born of the four. Yeah. So I'm really into that nurturing sisterhood. It's you know, that's a deeply important thing for me. That, and I think like the pagan philosophy too, having a representation of the goddess in all her many forms, and recognizing that people, women and men, and everybody in between and beyond, is the goddess, the god, the spirit. You know, travels through all of us and manifests in entirely different ways. That I think that for me, my paganism has really helped me to embrace and understand different kinds of women, and to think, oh, you're a real Artemis kind, or, oh, you're, because I'm very much in the Greek pantheon, or, wow, you've got a real nurturing kind of Demeter vibe, or whatever. And it gives a sort of understanding to the complexity of, rather than, oh, you're not at all like me, I don't understand you at all, it's like, oh, you've got that really lovely Venusian vibe, how beautiful, you know. And it opens us up to more love, basically, more love and more understanding, and gee, the world could do with that.
Yeah, you think?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I've just started a new job like a couple weeks ago, and one of my coworkers is very much a Christian, and you know, it's, she tries to bring that up to me, and it's like she doesn't know what I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to reveal that until I absolutely have to. You know, but I have told her nature is my church, because she asked what church I went to. I'm like, nature is my church. I don't have a building, you know.
Exactly.
But,
I have a really good friend called. Sorry, I batted
go
in.
Ahead.
It's a terrible habit. No, it's a terrible habit. No, you said you appreciate her.
Oh, I'm just saying for who she is and you know, her personality. But I'm also on a delay, so I apologize because it can come off as interrupting to guests. And my sister, so I'm sorry.
It's fine, Mama.
It doesn't matter. I'm a bit crappy at that anyway. But what I was going to say is I have this awesome friend called Kayoka Grace, who's a musician. She's American but lives in Portugal. She's singing on the Persephone album. And she has this song called The Church of the Holy Trees. It's like, in the Church of the Holy Trees, I get up when I please, I worship on my knees, you know. And it's like, that's our church, the Church of the Holy Trees, you know.
I love it.
Yeah, she's very awesome. Yeah, Kayoka Grace. But she's in a band. Her band's called Land of the Blind. You can look up that because and yeah, it does great kind of trancey shamanic pagan music. But hey, so I guess I got to get ready to catch this train.
Oh, okay.
How much? Yeah. Do you want to chat a bit longer, or should we wind up, or what do you feel like?
You know what? We will do whatever is more convenient for you. We'll go ahead and wrap
up. That
way
we can have you back. You'll have to come back on at some point to give us more time. So we're happy to let you go do what you need to do right now because we're just grateful that you came on. But now I have to get you to commit to another show.
Yes, let's do that. I think that's a grand idea. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think that would be really lovely. And I hope you're able to log into the full moon. It's the concert. It's 8:30 your time tomorrow night. And I also do the live chatting afterwards, so people could, you know, like where you. I'm not used to this kind of thing, but you know, where you chat online using sentences and words
the
and
chat
stuff.
Rooms, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. We look forward to being there, and we look forward to watching it. Have a safe journey home.
Thank you.
Congratulations to your baby.
Thank you.
And
happy full moon. Blessings for the full moon. It's
full moon blessings. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get to see her being full as we train across the desert tonight, which will be pretty special.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You'll have plenty of time to spend with her before you sing to her. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure chatting. And thank you so much for having me. And yes, let's do summertime. I think that would be wonderful.
I will.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Wendy Rule.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right.
Blessings.
Bye. Bye.
Thank
Blessings.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, she's amazing.
Right? Oh my God.
It was short, but
it was awesome.
She's amazing. Oh my gosh. I'm gushing. I'm sorry.
You know, and I got to say, you know, she is just as beautiful in person and amazing, amazing voice. That's the reason I love my friends, but they understand me. I'm, you know, I don't do wet washcloth weather. You know, I love y'all, but I grew up in Southern California. You're going to give me heat, you better make it dry. You know, I don't do wet, hot weather. That's no, not me. But this woman, Miss Wendy Rule, amazed me with just, I mean, how flawlessly she sang. You know, in that heat, and I understand she's from Australia. I don't understand that because, you know, everything can kill you there. My hat's off to her. She's amazing. You know, I would love to visit Australia with her and Lee DeAngelis. And I'm losing my voice here. Excuse me.
What's going on, Mama? You okay?
I don't know. I think it's like dust from where I work. But yeah, I'm so excited. My voice is going, excuse me. Anyway. But she's amazing in person too. I'm hoping I'm not coming down with the husband's gold.
No. That would be a bad thing. So can I tell you something honestly?
Absolutely.
So while we were doing the interview, I had this thought in my head that I wanted more gelato, and I ate it.
You did.
I did. Bad.
I love you.
I know.
I love you and your gelato-eating ass.
I'm sorry. I had to.
No.
It was calling my name.
Exactly. You know what? No. When food is calling you, it calls you. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. The food was calling you. That's all that matters.
Girl,
you gotta
my
take
appetite
care of that
has
shit.
Increased. I'm just telling you. I don't know what to do. It is bad.
Yeah.
These friggin' steroids are bullshit. I'm overtaking prednisone. I am not enjoying this ride.
I know, honey. I know. But it's making you better. And it will end. You will soon stop taking them. Enjoy it while you can. Food! You know? What's wrong with food? I just got to say.
What's wrong with food? Let's see. Massage 12s are crying. That's what's wrong with them. Holy shit.
But
anyway,
food is
let's wrap this puppy up so people can go enjoy their extended weekend.
All right. Y'all go have fun if you're celebrating Easter with family, as most of us do. I'm going to celebrate Easter with family, and I know there's going to be a prayer. Yeah, there's going to be a prayer in there somewhere. No, seriously, if I could get rid of just the whole Easter celebration type thing, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't care about
Me
Easter.
Too.
I've never cared about Easter. Never.
I don't need chocolate bunnies. I don't know the correlation between Jesus and the rabbits. Fuck.
Happy chocolate Jesus zombie, or happy chocolate zombie day, something like that. I don't know what it was. Doesn't matter. I'm all about the chocolate, don't get me wrong, and the black jelly beans. Your sister forgot to grab black jelly beans. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it because it's the one time of the year that I don't laugh at you because I find them so disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Most people do, and you know what? I don't give a shit. They turn my mouth blue, but they taste fucking delicious.
I understand. So, well, on that note, let's tell everybody have a happy holiday weekend, whatever holiday you're celebrating. Check out Wendy Rule's live concert. It is going to be streaming live. The links are on the show page, I believe. And everybody, we will be back next week. I will be back next week with Mr. Towels and Govan and giving you the political rundown. Bright blessings, everybody. Enjoy the full moon. Good night.
We love you guys. See you next week. Bye.